All right, everyone. I think we're about ready to start, and I hope everyone can hear me all right. I'm practically eating this microphone, but that's a whole different thing. Yeah, right. Well, I'm doing this just in case we don't have good food, so I'm going to eat this microphone. Well, I want to welcome everyone. I'm Jerry Arakawa, your president. And what I'd like to do first, we have a great crowd here. I'd like to have everyone introduce each themselves, so we know who all is here. And then I'll talk about what we want to accomplish during this meeting. Just so you know, the Kalua BRLC lunch is in the Tahoe Room at 12 noon, and we have a very exciting presentation I anticipate from John Glass, who will talk to us about Bookshare. So, well, I'm looking forward to that. Okay, at the first, let me start at the head table, and we'll start to my right.
I'm Leslie Tom, I'm Vice President of Kalua.
And this is Debbie Berry. I'm your recording secretary.
Okay, now we'll start in the first row, and please speak up because, unfortunately, this room doesn't have any wireless mics. However, the Tahoe room will.
I'm Joan Groves.
Maria Mitchell.
Mike Keithley, Silicon Valley Council of the Broadcast.
I know there's more people.
Pat Grant Wolf,
San Gabriel
Valley Chapter,
and Kaiser Capital Chapter. Right now. Connie Bateman. Dale Fuller. At large.
I hope that's too large.
Well, you're back here? Yeah. Linda Amati, not an active new member, but I'm a member of Alameda County.
I'm Pam Loveland from Oakdale, California, and still an active member of the Alameda County Chapter.
Oh, cool.
Chief Johnson, doing the Burbank Area Chapter.
Katrina McCree, Alameda County Clerk.
Ben and Phelps, Alameda County. Joseph Thomas, National Chapter, here at the Chapter.
Who is it? Okay, is that all? Oh, you know, we have a great group here today. This is wonderful. I just wanted to mention something. Peter Pardini's, who is the treasurer here, couldn't be with us this weekend, but we will hopefully have him back at some point.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Thanks, and I want to reiterate, Leslie, what Leslie said, it's a great crowd. It's just wonderful to see so many people interested in Kalua and our activities, and I want to talk a little bit before we're done about where I'd like to see this organization go and urge all of you to become active participants, members, those of you who are not members. I will be available to take money or names or both, $15. And $15, and twelve of that $15 goes to the national organization Lua. And we'll for those of you who haven't had much history, I will, as soon as we have the minutes, I'll talk a bit about the national organization and how we fit into that. We'll talk a bit more about the dues structure and give you some history about that. I want to have Debbie move along and read the minutes. She's our recording secretary, she says. Are you ready, Deb?
More or less.
All right. Well,
I'd like to just say that I had a little bit of a difficult time with the minutes. We started late, and I don't have a treasurer's report for the last meeting, and I don't remember what the reason for that was, because usually I have a couple of backups. But anyway, I'll read what I have. Okay. The minutes for the California Users of America dated October 26, 2007. The meeting was called to order at approximately 11:05 a.m. by Jerry, our president. Jerry welcomed us, and introductions were made. He said that we would have Sue Sweetman from Sweetman Systems talk about and demonstrate the Victor Stream. And then, as I said, there's no for some reason there's no treasures report, and I don't remember what the reason for that was. The minutes were approved as read. Jerry encouraged us to submit articles to the BC and tell our friends about Kahlua in order to attract new members and interest. Members were encouraged to suggest speakers that we might have at future Kahlua meetings. The Constitution Committee was discussed, and they did not meet yet. However, this committee will meet. And as a reminder, this committee consists of Jerry Arakawa, Keith Johnson, Peter Pardini, Gloria Broderick, and Rob Turner. Possible fundraisers were discussed, which include a 50-50 raffle or a prize that people might want, such as a handy cassette. The meeting was adjourned at approximately 11:45. Respectfully submitted, Secretary Deborah Rogers.
Okay, I wanted to go through that and finish that. I do, Debbie, I do have a treasurer's report that I wrote down from the last, from our October meeting. And the figure I got was the balance as of that time was $556.39.
$556.39 was the treasurer's. Okay, I will put that in. Thank you.
Okay, and since we don't have a treasurer's report this time, we'll assume that we have that much or close to that amount. We'll certainly have one for next time. I'll give Peter a call for October for our next meeting, and we'll be up to speed on that. What I'd like to do today, if I want to continue talking about fundraisers and membership increasing our membership, which looks like it's well on its way. I will tell you, when I talked with the Lua treasurer, who is Adam Rushable. He mentioned that the current roster consists of 26 members. So we're moving ahead. And I want to reiterate what I mentioned in October to encourage all of you to join. I will be available after this to take your name and number and address. And if you want to submit your $15, I'll certainly take it and mail it off to Peter or to Adam. We'll get you on the books. Just so you know how the structure is, Kahlua, California Library Users of America, is just about the only active affiliate, and Wynn, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but as I understand it, we're certainly the largest and maybe the only active state affiliate of the National Library Users of America. So I'd like to think that we're a pretty important part of the national organization. As I mentioned, the dues are $15, 12 of which goes to the national organization. So we get $3 as of now. That's something we may revisit as part of our bylaws and constitution revision. Of course, we'll take that to the membership for approval when the committee comes up with proposed recommended revisions of the bylaws and constitution. But essentially, what you get as a member of Kahlua is a copy of the Lua Ledger, which is it's a periodic magazine that comes in. I believe the formats are tape and print. Does it come in Braille, Wynn? Do you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's Braille. Is there large print also? Okay. So Braille, print, and tape. So if any of you who have not joined, please think about your preferred medium. And I'll write that down and pass it on to Adam Rushable. I I want to, you know, tell you that, and I hope this is reflect this participation is reflective of what's happening, because I believe that there are great changes happening in accessible media, in the whole provision of books, myself. And we're going to hear later this afternoon from the state librarian, who will talk about the upcoming project with the state library and the digital project from NLS, the rollout. We'll probably, unless I hear differently, I'm going to try, we'll work with the board, we'll try to get someone in Southern California, say from Braille Institute, who will give us very current information on what's happening in Southern California as far as distribution of the digital players, the direction Braille Institute is getting from NLS as far as the rollout. But I thought since we're going to hear at the general session, we're going to hear about Sacramento's library, their effort, I thought Bookshare might be a pretty good topic for us for lunch. What I wanted to do very briefly is to talk a bit about what's happened in the last 2 years. It's hard to believe that I've been your president for 2 years, or going on 2 years, and I was elected somewhat to my surprise and pleasure in October of 2006. So I want to first kind of reiterate what I said at the beginning. Elections are coming up this year. All the officers' terms are up, including mine. And though I've thoroughly enjoyed being your president, I want to encourage all of you to consider running for office. This organization happens because of you, because of your participation and involvement. So I'd love to see more people involved, if not as an officer, then certainly as an active member, participant, interested party, whatever. During the past 2 years, my goal as your president has really been to increase the membership, to increase our stability as far as fundraising, increasing our coffers, enriching our coffers as far as having a bigger treasury, and continuing the tradition of having interesting, provocative programs. In the past few years, let me talk a bit about programs. I really started out by trying to get gauge interest from the membership as far as what they wanted to do, what programs seemed to be of interest to them. And I want to try to, whether I'm here or not after October, I hope that your officers will continue to be responsive to the membership. We've had what I consider to be pretty interesting programs. We've had folks who have represented the private commercial market. We've had Mary Jane Case talk to us from the state library. We've had someone from the LA Times talk to us as the book review editor. He talked to us about some of the work he does. We've had just last year we had an interesting talk on the Victor Reader. From Bob Sweetman, who demonstrated the product. So I'd like to think that our programs, and I really get my ideas primarily, or the board gets our ideas from you, the membership. And so I want to continue, I'd like us to continue having these kind of interesting programs that pique our curiosity, that increase our knowledge base. And as I said earlier, I think we're right on the edge of some major explosions in accessible media. The whole digital frontier is in front of us, with products like the Victor Reader and Bookport and Book Courier. We have just tremendous devices that will allow us to have greater access to media than we've ever had before. In fact, I don't know about you, but I know I've talked to friends from time to time that, and I don't remember ever feeling this in my life before, that for those who are interested, we have more, we have as much potential for information overload as our sighted friends. Yeah, I mean, never before have I seen the availability of internet materials, of digital format, of cable, um, t- TV, of internet, radio, whatever you want, of things available telephonically. So I think we're right on the edge of some exciting both challenges in terms of our advocacy as well as just accessibility to whatever is out there. All the things that are available, I'd like to think that we, both at the national and the state level, and even at the local level, are part of that. You know, this part of what we like to do is advocacy, and I think through all of our efforts, we're really being counted. And I'd like to think that's going to continue, and we'll expand. So, I think that's one of the major reasons to participate in Kahlua, that we all have a chance to be a part of the tremendous information age, which I think is only going to increase for better or worse. So we'll all have a chance to be a part of that. Fundraising. Fundraising for all of us, whether we're you know, focusing on CCB or ACB or our local chapters, has always been an issue and has become more and more important for us. You know, this organization is I'm surprised. You know, we just talked about our treasury. I was surprised that we had as much as we do have. But you know, $500, $550 is great, but it's not a base on which to build anything. You know, that base only happens because of activities of increased membership and fundraisers. So that's going to continue to be an issue for us in the future. So I think we're moving ahead, but certainly from my perspective, personally, we're not where we need to be yet. I'd like us to continue moving in that direction. So that's something that I think we need to keep on the front burner. And finally, membership participation. It's a truism, I think, that any membership, any group is as good as its participants, is as good as its members. And so, you know, I want to encourage all of us, all of you, to continue your good work. I know, speaking from the board's perspective, we're all here to be responsive to all of you. So certainly don't be shy about calling us, letting us know what you're thinking, what you'd like to see happen. All of our numbers are available through the office, through CCB office. You can always, you know, talk to us at these meetings. So if I have any number of ways to reach me, email, snail mail, knock at the door, whatever. So just don't make it too late. Anyway, I'm you know, all of us should be available, and I know that the board has always been very responsive and wanting your involvement and your input. So I'm very proud of the board for being so accessible, and I'd like to think that would continue. So I think we're moving ahead pretty well. I'm pleased with where we're going. We have a lot more to do. I think we have a lot of potential, and like any organization, we have a lot of potential and challenges. So, again, I wanted to get that out as far as a brief presidential report, president's report, because by October, I may be here. I may not. If we'll see what happens, and I'd like to think that we've done some of what we wanted to accomplish in the last 2 years. Okay. Now, let's see what I'd like to check the time here. No. Okay. I want to make sure we have enough time to for some comment. Okay, Leslie has a quick thing to say.
One of the things that we have even talked about with Jeff is if we can help out, we can arrange, and they would help us with it, to have a narrator come and talk with us and be here. But right now, the costs and stuff, CCB is having they're cutting back on things, and if you know, but if we can help out with it from our own funds, we definitely have a go for it type of thing from the council. So that's another thing to look at.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed at the National, whether we hear it, whether they're live or hear it streamed, it's always a kick to get a, to hear the narrator from NLS or the AFB or the printing house to come. And I know one of the things that the LUWA president, Terry Lynn Pomeroy, was talking about was to get someone from one of the commercial markets to be a narrator, to be a speaker, one of the narrators like George Waddell or one of those folks, or Jim Dale. So we will look at that. Some of the ideas that got generated that I think we can still look at as for future programs are have a narrator at the local level, either up here or down south, come in and talk to us about reading books. Have someone at the local library talk about a model program to talk about the library at the local level, their level of responsibility under ADA. You know, what we know what NLS provides, we know what some of the programs like Bookshare and have available. But what about your local library? What about Glendale? What about Culver City or Sacramento or San Francisco? What are they doing, and what do they have yet to do? So I thought of having someone at the local library tell us what they've done. And I also thought I think it also might be helpful in line with that to have someone talk about what our rights are, what our responsibilities are under ADA as far as accessibility. You know, Title III of ADA talks about public accommodation, that is to say private programs or even in the public sector, talk about both the public and private responsibilities for making their facilities accessible, especially in the area of information media. So it might be helpful to have someone to talk about ADA with respect to accessible media. So that's another program idea that we were kicking around at for all of you. And let me, since we're on the subject, see if any of you have additional program ideas that we haven't done, that we need to do more of, that you'd like to see repeated.
I have a suggestion.
Okay, hold on. First, Debbie and then the person in the back.
Okay, I'll get this over here. You know, it isn't exactly a program idea, but it's part of the program. I'd like to see, because I enjoyed it, and a couple of people have asked about the sharing of books. That's kind of got lost by the wayside, and it would be nice to, in our agenda, to allow a few minutes for that.
Okay. Okay, very good. And, yeah. Okay. Okay, Mike, well, what Mike was saying was that we should have a, and correct me if I'm wrong, like that we should have a an article or a section in the BC talking about books that were popular with the membership that we've met, that we've read.
Yes. Ones that people have liked and other people might want to try.
Okay, excellent. Okay, other ideas?
Jerry,
Pat. Okay. Okay. Yeah, we were, I think we were, yes, the idea also was to talk about Unabridged, to talk about some of the programs that are available nationally that Braille's involved with as well, the unabridged and the whole digital availability as well. Okay, yeah, that might be a program for the fall, as we talked about, sure. Okay, any other ideas? I'm writing all this stuff down, by the way.
So am I.
Yeah. Yes? Okay, excellent. Very good, okay.
An article in the California.
Okay. Mike, when for the next BC, when is the deadline? Okay, June 1st. All right. Okay.
And, you know, one of the things, too, is before that, like within the next few weeks, if you, since we don't have the sharing thing going at this point, you can still maybe send an email to Jerry or to myself, or, you know, with ideas you have on books that you've liked, so we can even, you know, make up a list for this time.
I have a comment regarding that. That was suggested, you know, I, as your secretary, suggested that people emailing, or either emailing me, calling me, contacting me in any way, with lists of books, and I would submit them to Mike, and one person sent me an email message. So that kind of doesn't work.
Well, it can, though, if people...
Everybody knew who everybody was, they had that information.
Well... Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I will as soon as this convention ends, I'll try to write something up with contact information, some historical data, and everybody's email address. Okay, Pat. Sure.
Probably not yet, but it will be.
Yeah. Well, you know, with regard to the website, we're looking at some, and we talked a little bit about this at the board meeting. We're looking at ways to revamp the website and to make it more contemporary, and I will talk with Dan about getting Kahlua and other affiliate information to be part of that. Okay, excellent. Okay, Mike?
I don't think it's wise to put personal contact information on the website. It's open to the whole world.
Like, you know what? Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
What we might do then is to say put a person's name as contact for them, and then say, you know, contact the CCB office for their contact information.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and they will definitely give you whoever you need.
Okay. Very good. All right. Okay, some excellent ideas, I think, for both to get our name out as well as some future program events.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Thank you.
set up a meeting for all the different chapters, and maybe they're going to come on their chapters.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, so I'll raise that with Dan, because I know that they're looking at ways to, as I said, make the website more relevant and contemporary. So how, and of course, some of you may know there's a president's list, a listserv, and I see stuff on there all the time about suggestions to link up with different chapter. So that may be happening, but I'll definitely talk with Dan about that as well.
But nobody else sees that.
Yeah, it's true. It's only on the president's list. So, but if that's a way to make the website more useful, user friendly for everyone, yeah, it should be on there. It should be available to the people who are accessing that website. Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Now. With regard to fundraising ideas, well, first, any more ideas about program or how to make our information more accessible? We've had some great ones so far that I will take back with me. Okay, fundraising. We've talked a lot about different ideas. We've talked about having a raffle and looking at donated prizes. I have talked to folks who are willing to do brailing for tickets if we do a 50-50, or if we do a raffle for some prizes to generate some money. Because I think that was one of the concerns that the board raised, that if we do a raffle, it's pretty work intensive. And whether we announce, you know, and do we announce the winner at the general session or at the banquet, where you may have to be present to win, that's an issue, because some people may not be able to afford going to the banquet and so forth. So any idea? Those are the major concerns, but any feeling on having a raffle in the near future for a fundraiser? Yeah? Okay, assuming we can get, you know, as I say, I think I can work in the, I think the board is looking at, you know, we can generate some interest in getting some donated items, getting somebody to do, or some bodies to do brailing for our tickets. So assuming we can get that done, that may be a good fundraiser for us. Yes, Pam. Yep. Wouldn't mind that. That would be a good idea. I think we can do that. Pam, for those of you who may not have heard, and for the recording, Pam is asking about the Victor Reader as a donated prize. I think it's a great idea myself. The one issue that came up is that is it true that you need a computer to operate it? I mean, I'm asking one because I just bought one myself. I haven't received it. Right. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, so you...
Right.
Okay, so you need a computer to download the NLS key, Bookshare, maybe not. Okay, so... Yeah, we'll you can bet that's one of the things that John Classwell will discuss at lunch. So, I mean, it's cool for me. I have a computer, but that kind of limits the people who would benefit from participating in the raffle. It's okay with me, but I you know, that's an issue that might be raised.
Well, you know, one thing we could do too is have, say, adapted a small tape recorder as well for people who are not into the technology of things yet.
Well, you
and
know,
I think I can get one of those.
Right. So
yeah.
maybe that's another, and I thought about that too, you know, getting a handy cassette as a a prize for those of us who are still in the dinosaur cassette age.
Hey, you know, I'm still there.
So, I use mine myself all the time, so I include myself as one of those dinosaurs.
Yeah,
they're still making them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry, I have a question.
Ann?
I know there was a time when there was a discussion of a certain medium that, you know, something that you could just play on your, you could get the books already put on these, whatever, whether it's an SD card or some kind of a little something that you know, that would, for those that don't have the computer and who just don't have the savvy to do the download thing, do you know, I mean, I've been out of the loop with the school for a while, shame on me, but do you know, is there
that's what the NLS is moving to.
Exactly.
That's
what the. I know it was originally the thing was going to be CDs, and then that was all.
No.
CDs.
Yeah.
Some kind of
CDs. Small cartridge. Yeah.
You know, but like I say, for those that just will never be into the downloading capability, whether you think the books will already be gone.
Yes, from what I understand, the NLS is looking at cartridges that will be distributed by mail. That's that's an issue that will probably be covered this afternoon in the general session with the NLS stuff.
At 2:30 is the Mike Marlin from the Sacramento, the California State Library here in Sacramento, talking about downloadable books and digital talking books, and I'm sure that's something that you can get to hear from him.
So maybe that's a way to go, though. Something like a handy cassette and a Victor reader as prizes for the raffle. Could be a first and second prize. It could be co-prizes. We do both of them as the as the prize.
Okay. I have a suggestion. Okay. Why couldn't we think of fundraising things outside? You know, we're limiting ourselves to just, you know, buying from each other. And if we could come up, like even BRL had those little $5, wallet things, and a lot of people like those. And, you know, I think we should think in terms of also thinking of something that we can purchase and sell just out in the community.
Yeah, it's a great idea. So I guess if I can interpret what you're saying, Debbie, is looking at things that we could sell just as general fundraising items that might not necessarily be topical to us, but are of interest to anybody. Wallets, tote bags, that kind of stuff.
Right.
I know the BRLC had a pretty good run with those tote bags, right?
We want some more.
Yeah.
Can you get
those
somewhere? You can get them now in there.
Really? Great. Okay.
That's the tote bags too, Wynn?
The tote bags too?
Because one of the things, I agree kind of with Debbie on that, we're not, you know, it's great to do the raffles here, but a lot of people do them, or, you know, there's always something going on here. It would be great to be able to have something that, you know, I mean, I could just ask anybody, family, friends, whoever, if, you know.
Okay,
one of the other things I want to find out, if anybody knows, is I need some of those contraction booklets, the small ones that BRL used to sell with BRLC doing that too, I guess. The small booklets that had all the Braille contractions. Oh, yeah. Been looking for those for a long time.
Okay, well, these, yeah, I wonder, I don't know anything about those, but that's an interesting idea. If I don't know if that's something that BRLC has, are they continuing, if they have an idea of selling those, they used to sell them, you say,
yeah,
Leslie?
They did. That's a good question. That's what I want to know.
This is way before my time. I wasn't involved with this with BRLC and Kahlua, so I have no idea. I haven't even seen them, I don't think. It's a list of cool. It's a
yeah. But when do you remember that? They were only $5, man. But that was a few years ago. You know how that goes.
Huh. Well, I'll write it down. Maybe we can make some calls to see if yeah, we'll check with APH.
And others. And NBP. Whoever.
Okay, well, just if you're recording this, I can tell you myself. Let me give you some contact information for me. And since this is not a website, I'm presuming no one's going to try to steal my Visa card with it. But I'm going to give you some personal information. Yeah, very good. If you're trying to steal my Visa card, you're in bad shape because it's more than maxed out. And so, okay, my name. Is Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, last name A-R-A-K-A-W-A. I can be reached at 310-398-7004 or cell 310-569-4347. My snail mail address is 11180 Orville, as in Orville Redenbacher, O-R-V-I-L-L-E, Street, Culver City, California, 90230. Email is jarakawa, A-R-A-K-A-W-A, at ca.rr.com. Okay. Leslie, do you want to do that? Or, Leslie's going to do the same thing.
Do you want to hear his again? Does anybody?
See, J. Arakawa, A-R-A-K-A-W-A, at ca.rr.com. Okay, Leslie's
okay.
Up.
And mine is, you've probably seen it on all the blind Californians. I think our phone number's out there forever. But anyhow, it's Leslie Tom, T-H-O-M, and my phone is 916-429-8201, and I have a cell which is 916-995-2135, and email is LATHOM, that's my initials and last name, at comcast.net. And address, I can give you, if you like, 7414 Mooncrest. It's one word, M-O-O-N-C-R-E-S-T, Mooncrest Way, Sacramento, 95831. And I know the office knows where we are, so...
Likewise, you can always call CCB office to get all my personal stuff.
And I could give my contact information, and those of you, again, that would like to submit a book to me, I can send it to Mike by, before, what is it, June 1st, Mike?
Yeah,
before. I didn't miss that question.
I'm sorry. I was suggesting that people that wanted to submit a title of a book that they've enjoyed to be included in our list, because that's what we did for a while and put it in the BC. They could send it to me or call me, contact me, and I could send the list to Mike by June 1st. And yeah, my contact information, again, I'm Debbie Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, and I'm not going to give you my address because I don't think anybody would be writing me a letter. I'm going to assume it would be either by telephone or email, and the number is 818-997-9065 or sale. 818-205-3583. My email address is DM, like Deborah May, DMBookworm, 1025, that's my birthday, DMBookworm, 1025, at roadrunner.com. Roadrunner.
That's not the way you'd expect, R-O-A-D?
Yeah. Right, uh-huh. So,
Joan, would you want any comment about the book or just the name of the author?
No, you could, any short comment. Yeah, like a couple of sentences, that'd be great.
No, funny, not a comment.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I needed a
Yeah. Right.
Pam.
Anything.
Uh-huh. Cool.
And I will compile a list and send it to Mike. And Mike, can you give me your email, or can you give us your email address?
Repeat it.
editor@ccbnet.org.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, I want to thank all of you for this wonderful attendance. It's a great crowd. Got some great ideas for the future. And next time we meet for the next convention, it's elections. So
we should also
work on, we'll have to talk to people about being nominated. Okay. Yeah. Okay, again, thank you very much, and I'll be up front here, as will Leslie.